Hello, I'm Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History. 75 years ago, on November 20th, 1945, in the aftermath of World War II, the first trials of Nazi war criminals began. This military tribunal, the Nuremberg Trials, as they came to be known, was convened by the four victorious allies, Great Britain, France, the Soviet Union, and the United States. The proceedings took place in Nuremberg, Germany, the city that had once been the scene of massive pre-war Nazi rallies in which Hitler, like the high priest of a demented cult, held Germany in his thrall. The defendants in the initial trial of 22 Nazi leaders included some of Hitler's most powerful and notorious accomplices: Hermann Goering, anti-Semitic publisher Julius Streicher, and Martin Bormann, tried in absentia. He had already died in Berlin, it was later discovered. Before the trial began, the Allies had agreed that the superior orders defense, I was only following orders, was not valid to escape punishment, but only to lessen penalties. The evidence included eyewitness accounts of atrocities and graphic films of the liberated death camps, seen by many people for the first time. Of those initial 22 defendants, 19 were convicted and 12 sentenced to death. The Nuremberg trials would last until 1949. Eventually, hundreds of defendants were convicted of crimes against humanity and war crimes. In his opening statement on November 21st, the U.S. prosecutor, Robert Jackson, a justice of the Supreme Court, stated that four great nations, flushed with victory and stung with injury, stayed the hand of vengeance and voluntarily submit their captive enemies to the judgment of the law is one of the most significant tributes that power has ever paid to reason. He continued, "What makes this inquest significant is that these prisoners represent sinister influences that will lurk in the world long after their bodies have returned to dust." We should never forget the crimes of the Nazis, just as we should never forget the wisdom of Robert Jackson. Thank you.